Hi, this is Clint, and I'm joined by Lonnie. We're talking about Tenure Hill, a musical we just saw at Theater Works in Palo Alto. And this is a world premiere musical. It's based on
a town.
Not to be confused with Tenured Roof, which is a good Merlot. This is Tenured Hill.
Yeah, she started calling this play Tenured Roof for a while.
I know.
But this was our first coverage of this theater works.
Yeah, and this is actually the first show of their season, which is rare, you know, to start. Here we are in July, and this is their first show. And actually, they have a festival going on called the New Works Festival as well, which is some readings and some performances. Vienna Tang is going to be there.
Yeah.
So there's a lot happening there.
And the New Works is really to highlight one of the principles of theater works, which is to show off new and promote new pieces of works.
Yeah, that's right. And sometimes they're not completely polished or they're not even finished, and they have readings and then they take the feedback. And sometimes they get produced, sometimes they get made at theater works, sometimes they get made other places. Okay, so Tenured Hill. They can read the review. We have your thoughts, my thoughts. We gave it 4 out of 5. It was a strong musical.
I thought it was a very strong performance, especially by the four actors in it who sang well as well.
Yeah, they're good actors and good singers, and the songs were good. The sets were great.
Yeah, I thought that was a real highlight, were the sets. The initial set was really inspiring with the large looming shadows of the trees and backlit with the blue. But after that, there was so much visual interest, a lot of detail in the actual sets. And then they also moved around, almost like they were in a dance. It was a lot of great
mechanical
marvel.
Almost like they were dancing with the trees at one point. Almost like it's moving, the trees are moving, they're moving.
Yeah, it's hard to really describe it. You have to see it for yourself, but it's quite amazing, actually.
Yeah, it was good. It actually surprised me, because when you go in there, it's a smaller, intimate theater. Maybe it seats, I think it's around 400 or
you
something
400.
Like that, right? 400. And it's a bit like more like a high school. I wish the sight lines were a little bit better, you know, especially for you. Right.
Yeah, it was.
You have to look around the person's head.
I had to look around the person's head, but then I'm vertically challenged. I thought though, when the lights dimmed and the play actually started, it started off very strong with a performance by Chris Critelli as David Kingsley, and I thought he had a really strong vocal, and so it really filled the room.
This is the one I'm bringing on down.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing with theater is that you are not where the play usually is, which is somewhere else. In this case, a little town, and they grab you. The musical grabs you from the start, and that's so important.
It does. Well, that opening scene, I think I'm right. It's in the blacksmith shop, right?
Yes.
And they're working father and son. Yes. And of course, the father wants to keep the business the way that it's always been, and the son has a grander vision of where he wants to take it, right?
Yeah, he wants to change it into an auto shop, right? And so you get the symbolic idea of the old and the new, you know, the old, the horseshoes, you know, the blacksmiths, really, you know, their job was to make horseshoes and things like that, moving
for
on
the fair,
to the...
You're like these novelties, they'd almost call them, and the son didn't like that. Remember, he had to put the beard on, too?
Yeah. But I think
fair.
It wasn't always like that. It's just now it was a novelty because the automobile took off. Yes,
right.
Clint.
Oh,
try to follow along.
Oh, I missed that part.
But my favorite character, actually, of this whole play was played by Alison Brenner, which Maybelle Whitehead.
Was she the older or the younger one?
She's the older one. And she had some classic lines.
She had the best lines.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And at first, she didn't really stand out. But then I think about a quarter way into it, she has this tirade where she goes into and actually starts to bring the orchestra into her act as well. And that after that part, it just seemed like her lines were really strong and her timing
sharp.
Was really sharp.
Yeah, the crowd really responded well too, or the audience responded well to that, so that was good. What else? There's intermission.
Yes.
The second act was not maybe as strong as the first.
Yeah,
it was my only criticism.
It was very much first act weighted. So it was first act one was very long. It was all about summer love and change in this town. And then act two was
the boy
more
and the girl meet. Romance.
Exactly. Act two was more after the realization of the draft. And I thought that some of the complexities of this dealing with change wasn't really dealt with in this musical. And I, like I said in the review, it's not really a study into the complexities
and
emotions.
I read what you said there, but this is a musical, right? And so I think I said a bit of that too, but you shouldn't expect this to be that kind of production. I mean, it's a musical. You know, it's a love story. It's, you know, a small town, boy meets girl, falls in love.
But sometimes when done well, a musical can convey the emotions and stuff.
Right.
You think sometimes musical, because everything's sung, it has to be trite. But we've reviewed quite a number of musicals.
Well, but they did have emotional impact. What you were talking about, that one scene, you're talking about when you read the letter, the father.
Yes.
Is that what you're talking
yes.
about? It was pretty good. There was moments. Is that what you're talking about? And you just...
No, I'm talking about other plays, actually,
no,
in comparison.
I know,
but I also think that in this particular one, the monologue played by Jane, or, you know, musical, whatever, his single sort of act, I thought that was really powerful.
Right.
And I've finally brought to clarity the reason why he wants to keep his son from going to war. And you
That's
could
right.
start to understand that part of it. But then I thought also that was balanced by the son's realization that he wanted to be, you know, he wanted to have some pride and he wanted to show patriotism, and he didn't want to run away like a coward either. So
yeah, he wanted to stand up,
them.
Stop running from his life, right?
Yeah.
And so we're already over 6 minutes.
Okay.
Is there anything else you want? Hey, and next time, don't spill my champagne.
So this was actually something else. Besides a great musical,
it was opening night.
So
classy.
Yes, they had great champagne in the beginning, and then afterwards, you got to meet some of the actors, and also they had great food that seemed like it was
Must have been homemade, because
I
tried all three brownies from three different tables, and they were different at each table. It was great.
So we had a little brownie tasting, but anyways, at the beginning,
and cheese and crackers,
Clint kept on telling me, "Don't spill the champagne." He had, you know, two glasses of champagne, brought over, said, "Galani, don't spill the champagne, don't spill." He kept on repeating this, and of course, I mean, he really set himself up for this one. Of course, the champagne did spill.
I even told myself, watch, I'm going to sell, don't spill it. Don't spill it, Lonnie, don't spill it. And I said to myself, I'm probably going to spill it.
And of course, Clint does spill it. Luckily, it spilled into the soil of the plants, so the glass didn't break, and I believe those plants got some, you know, great champagne. So hopefully they enjoyed
it. I don't know if you should even say that. I'd watch them be dead plants next time, and then we're going to know it's me.
Yeah, I think it's pretty harmless, but anyways, right. It was a great evening. Really
highly
enjoyed
recommended
it.
Theater Works. We're looking forward to covering more. It looks like a good season, I think. Oh wow, Robert Kelly, 40 years.
Yeah,
amazing.
We were just talking about San Jose Rep, mm-hmm. who had a long running with is it Timothy?
What? Now you're gonna forget?
Nears.
Oh, I forgot
Timothy
her name.
Nears.
Yes, yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's right.
And she was there
left.
For 30 years and retired, yeah. And this was her last season.
Uh-huh.
And it's great to see that Robert Kelly's still going strong. 40 years.
Yeah.
Amazing. Incredible.
He seems to have a strong loyal and appreciative community following,
yes.
Which is really nice to see. I mean, you see people come out and really support them, so that was cool.
You really feel the community, especially during the after play reception, where you just see a lot of volunteers and a lot of community support, which is really, really nice to see.
All right, so Tin Hill Theater Works, now playing at the Lucy Stern Theater in Palo Alto. Recommended. We enjoyed it. I think it's a great time. This is Clint.
And Lonnie.
All right, thanks. We'll talk to you later.
And
have
don't spill champagne.
All right. Wasn't me.